is an extract from the Nature podcast. For the full show, go to nature.com/nature/podcast.
Crucial to every last cell on Earth are enzymes. These molecular machines are catalysts overseeing the chemical reactions in the cell. Enzymes transform molecules known as substrates into other molecules, products. But these chemical converters pose a perplexing puzzle.
The problem is it's well known that chemical reactions actually slow down generally with lower temperatures.
This is Ashok Deniz, a biophysicist at the Scripps Research Institute. So, because chemical reactions slow down at lower temperatures, if you cool a particular enzyme, it works more sluggishly. But if you look at the enzymes of organisms that are adapted to live in cold conditions, this isn't what you see.
In fact, in low temperature organisms, enzymes actually work at similar rates, let's say, as enzymes in room temperature. How do these enzymes do that at lower temperatures? So that's the conundrum.
Somehow, enzymes in these organisms have adapted so that they work just as fast in the cold as normal enzymes do at physiological temperatures, around 37 degrees Celsius. The obvious place to look for such tweaks to the molecule is the active site, where the substrate molecules bind and react.
So you might expect, naively, that changes in the enzyme that compensate for lower temperatures, they would occur right at the active site. But actually, people have found cases where the compensations actually occur pretty distant from the active site.
But how are these distant changes compensating for the slowing effects of the cold? One clue is that these cold-adapted enzymes often have more glycines in their amino acid chains.
And glycine makes fluctuations much more probable because glycine, glycine has a lot of ways to arrange itself.
This is Vince Hilser, who's been puzzling over this chilling conundrum in a paper out this week. Glycines make it easier for sections of an enzyme to unfold and wiggle around. Vince thought this might be crucial for how some enzymes are boosting their reaction rate at lower temperatures. So he put it to the test. His team took a normal enzyme, adenylate kinase, and tried to adapt it for the cold.
We thought that if we put these glycines in particular parts of the molecule, at particular sites that are not near the active site, we could increase the amount of time the enzyme opens up and wiggles in these particular regions. And if we did that, then we thought that it would be possible then to mimic the actual cold adaptation.
Now, this approach doesn't easily fit in with the conventional view of enzymes as rigid machines. And for adenylate kinase, that view involves parts of the molecule doing their jobs in a structured mechanical way.
You know, the current models for how this enzyme works is that these portions of the molecule just open and close over the active site like a door. They're actually called lids for that reason. It's like, you know, a car with the car door open and the car door closed.
In this picture of the enzyme's operation, any times that parts of the molecule spend unfolded and wiggling about shouldn't be relevant to its operation, this rigid, structured opening and closing of the car door. So adding in glycines away from the active site to boost these wiggles shouldn't have an impact on the enzyme's function.
What that's tantamount to doing is like taking your car and removing the side view mirror. So if opening and closing your car door is why the enzyme works, then taking the mirror off is not affecting anything.
But when Vince and his team took the mirror off, that is to say, added glycines to different regions of the enzyme, they did affect things. They tried adding glycines to two separate sections of the molecule, neither of which were at the active site.
And so by making these individual mutations, we could either cold adapt the release of the product or we could cold adapt the pickup of the substrate. In both of those cases, adding the glycines made it better for the cold.
By adapting this molecule, Vince has demonstrated that wiggling can provide one way for enzymes to overcome the slowing effects of the cold. The study may only investigate a single enzyme, but Ashok, who wasn't involved in this study, thinks there's plenty of potential for future work to extend and develop this cool research.
I think there's a good chance that many other enzymes would show similar effects. So I think the results of this work kind of open the door, in a sense, to studies on other enzymes and probing similar characteristics and perhaps even design of enzymes which would work at lower temperatures. So for example, in biotech applications, etc.
That was Ashok Deniz of the Scripps Research Institute. And before him, you heard from Vince Hilser, who's based at Johns Hopkins University, both in the US. Vince's paper is at nature.com/nature, where you'll also find Ashok's news and views discussion of the research.